we wanted to do what we could. Our mission is to identify the issues that we have in our community and educate the public. We realize there's a great stigma attached to mental illness, and we feel that if we can educate the public and bring the discussion out into the open, more people will be aware and will come forward to seek help. So, like I said, we're a group of concerned citizens. We have mental health professionals. We have those in the education field. We have those in the legal and law enforcement field, medical field, with Cynthia's suicide awareness. And we all lend our skills towards addressing these issues.
Very good. And again, as far as the organization as a whole, it's not just about suicide. This event maybe, but your organization deals with a lot of...
Suicide and depression are a big component of mental illness. But we have programs that educate the public on many aspects of mental illness. We have mental health professionals that speak at these programs. They're all free. They're open to the public. And in addition, we received a grant from the Iberia Foundation to conduct a family mental health support group. So we have those monthly meetings on the last Tuesday of every month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Methodist Church. And these groups are facilitated by a licensed professional counselor. It's a safe and confidential environment where family members can come and discuss the issues they're dealing with in their own homes and get some support and guidance on how to, you know, cope with the issues and be more educated about how to view what they're dealing with.
Very good. Regular meetings?
Yes, once a month.
And again,
the
last
Methodist, Tuesday of every month. And like I said, it's confidential, and it's an environment where people can freely express themselves and what they're dealing with.
There you go. Cynthia, you know, getting back to some of those high-profile suicides as of late, you know, I've been. It's been 2 weeks since Anthony Bourdain was found dead, and I think everyone scratches their head and says, "Man, this guy looked like he was living life to the fullest. What went wrong?" You know, those kind of things. And how often is that the case, where on the outside these folks seem strong, confident, having the time of their life, but inside they're getting torn up?
Very often. That's what our goal is, to make sure that people know the signs. Maybe most of the people that are thinking about suicide do show some kind of a sign, but the general public is not aware of these signs. But, you know, you talk about those two high-profile people, but there was also 865 other deaths in America that week. You know, it is rampant. We just need to let people know that it is preventable.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, obviously there are some mental health issues that involve it. Sometimes it's triggered by just a bad event that happened in someone's life.
Right. Stress factors do, but most people go through stress in their everyday life. But some people have a mental health issue they don't realize it. And those people with the mental health and the stress, they're having their coping skills not too aware, and they can't cope with it. And they're thinking about suicide, but most of the times life gives you the want to live, not die. So they don't really want to die. They just need help, and that's what we're here for.
You know, I hate to compare anything in life that's a serious note to a situation comedy, but just saw an episode of Seinfeld, rerun of Seinfeld, one of the early ones where Before we even saw who the Newman character was, he was threatening suicide, and Kramer's like, hey, jump. You know, frustrated, knowing that he probably didn't really mean it, but when do we have to take those threats seriously? Should we do it from first blush?
All the time.
Yeah.
Take it seriously. So what if you ask them, are you thinking about suicide? Suppose they say no. You didn't hurt them. You didn't give them the idea. You're just showing that you're caring and that you're knowledgeable and that you notice that something's wrong with them.
Very good.
Does not give them the idea.
All right. We don't have a caller on the line. Want to see if it, oh, I thought we had a caller on the line. But if we do get a caller, you want to put on the headphones. Should we have a caller with a question? And don't hesitate to give us a call at 367-1240. Again, we want to give anybody an opportunity to find out more about this, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday's event. Again, for folks who may be just joining us, Cynthia, again, give us an idea of the program next Saturday.
There'll be two presenters, and there'll also be a counselor in the back just to make sure that everything is all right when suicide may take a personal avenue for them. But it's like teaching you how to be aware of the signs and what to do. Even though you ask if there's something wrong, you talk to them, you don't try to fix it, but you also have to remember to keep them safe. Stay with them until you get them help, even if it's to bring them to the doctor or the hospital, or just make sure that they're safe before you release them.
Is there any particular method, especially if you know it's imminent, really think it is imminent, to talk them down a little bit? Are there, apart from what we've mentioned today, some key things you can do if again, it seems imminent, if you see them with a gun, with a knife, those kind of things, situations where it really seems imminent?
You know, I always heard that you take the gun away, or the opioids, or the knife, their means, take it away, but don't tell them, I'm going to go get rid of this. Tell them, say, look, let's let a neighbor hold this for a while until you're feeling better. Or, you know, push the knife aside. Just be aware. And
there you go. But, Catherine, along the lines of this event, for your organization, what were some of the things that were able to bring it all together?
Repeat that.
How did you bring this event together?
Well, with the publicity surrounding the high-profile suicides that we've had recently, and having Cynthia with working closely with us, we felt that the timing was right. The issue had people's attention, and that the timing was right to present this. And you know, there's some alarming statistics on suicide that comes from the Centers for Disease Control. And suicide in general is the 10th leading cause of deaths in the United States. But among the population aged 15 to 34, it's the second leading cause of death. So it's really an issue that needs to be addressed. Sometimes when you have suicides that are more prominent, that people are aware of, you have others that see this as a means of escaping their pain, and you might have others that maybe contemplated it that will actually go through the act now. So
yeah, I was thinking, you know, high-profile suicides, they certainly bring aware to the problem. We often get follow-up stories about mental health issues and how maybe to deal with them, but I also worry that sometimes it glorifies it for some people.
Right.
Is that a possibility?
Right. And in reading about suicides, it doesn't appear to be something that's always a spur-of-the-moment act. People have been thinking in those terms, And they come to the point where the pain that they're experiencing in life overshadows the pain that they might experience in the actual act. And that's when you can see suicides occurring also.
All right. Again, before we let you go, anything more about the initiative that you want to share or anything more about next Saturday's seminar?
If anyone would like to be involved with our initiative, we would welcome their involvement. There's so much that can be done in this area, and we need manpower. We need people's ideas. We want people to tell us what they feel the need is. So we would ask them to reach out to us. We have a website on IberiaMentalHealthInitiative.com. Look into our website. Go to our Facebook page. There's phone numbers. You can contact us. Like I said, we would be happy to welcome anyone's participation and thoughts. The phone number for our initiative is 337-944-4171. And you can feel free to call us. Actually, that website is IberiaMentalHealthInitiative.org. And, you know, you can go to that website or find us on our Facebook page. But we welcome anyone who would like to be involved.
Very good. Cynthia, anything further?
Yes, I want to tell you about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Also, we are the leading organization, and we raise our money with the Out of the Darkness Walks. I was instrumental in bringing the Out of the Darkness Walks to Louisiana 14 years ago, and after losing my son to suicide. And this year we will have six other Out of the Darkness Walks in Louisiana. We have them in all the states. We also have campus walks. And this year, the Acadiana Out of the Darkness Walks, which encompasses seven parishes, is going to be November the 10th at the Youngsville Sports Complex. And I ask you to join us. It's a very healing event. We're trying to erase the stigma of suicide, and we need to support the ones left behind. That's what, you know, after giving everybody the information, and we need to support the ones that are left behind. And also, I might want to mention that Louisiana will be the second state to train all the state police in the state on Safe Talk, the same presentation that we're giving next weekend. And we're also next week going to start with the city police. The new city police, before they get on the grounds, they're going to have suicide prevention training also.
Excellent. I know there's been a couple of fairly visible situations with local law enforcement in maybe not having had the best dealings with people who were dealing with a mental health issue that led to some shootings and things like that. So
right.
That kind of training does seem in order.
Yeah, a lot of times the people that they're going to come across, they have a mental illness. It's not, they don't need to go to jail. They need professional and mental health help. They don't need to go to jail for that. They need help.
Yeah, no doubt. We will be talking about this over the next week, reminding folks about it. But again, it's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, June 30th, from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 or so. Over at the Parkview Branch Library, 500 Grand Pre Boulevard at Parkview Drive. And again, if you need any of this information repeated, I'm going to throw it up on our Facebook page. I hadn't done it yet. I just tried to do it, but I had problems copying and pasting. But we're going to get it up on our Facebook page as well, so easy links. So if you forget anything else, remember the Tesh Matters Facebook page, or feel free to give us a call back. We're happy to repeat any of this information. I've got both of their contact info, so no stone left unturned.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you, Jeff.
You bet. Again, Cynthia Elmer with the state chair of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Catherine Watney with the Iberia Mental Health Initiative. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.